Thank you and good morning. Yesterday's 6.5 earthquake may have shook some buildings along the coast and rattled the pots and pans of those closest to the shoreline, but many residents in the county didn't feel a thing. The 6.5 trembler was felt here at the station, and we estimate it rolled softly for about 20 seconds before the shaking stopped. The 6.5 was followed by a series of tremblers, including a 5.1 and a 4.9, neither of which were felt here at the news desk. No damage was reported in any of those events. The local earthquake was just the beginning of the seismic activity that kept news desks across the county jumping, and concerns were back to a boil by 9:45 after a 7.7 quake rattled the Solomon Islands. There was an hour wait before the North Coast was cleared of a tsunami threat. The earthquakes and aftershocks serve as a timely reminder for local residents to have an emergency kit and emergency plan in place in the event of a natural disaster. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that the search for a woman who had gone missing following a single-vehicle traffic accident north of Willits late Saturday night ended with the discovery of her body in about 3 feet of water, 1,000 feet from the crash scene. It was initially believed that 35-year-old Maria Young Falkenberg had fled the scene of the accident and headed to Humboldt County on Saturday, but she made no contact with friends or family, and a formal search was begun by Tuesday after she was declared a missing person. Search and rescue teams from around the region came in to assist, and search teams made the discovery of young Falkenberg's body at about 9:30 yesterday morning. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine a cause of death. Jordan Christmas has news from Trinity County.
Wednesday afternoon, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office conducted the rescue of a woman who went to go pick mushrooms in Hawkins Bar. Rayona Scott left for Hawkins Bar on Tuesday and was supposed to call someone to pick her up that night, but she did not return, prompting her family to call law enforcement Wednesday morning. Later that afternoon, search parties were able to find Scott in the Hawkins Creek drainage where she had slipped into, and she was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment of hypothermia.
Thank you, Jordan. Humboldt County is now accepting applications for those interested in serving on the Measure Z Advisory Board, and there are 4 seats available. The positions include the 3rd District Supervisor appointee, 2 open at-large seats decided by the board, and the Fire Chiefs Association appointee. Interested parties need to fill out an application and return it before January 12th. The Citizens Advisory Committee begins meeting on the new year on January 27th. In the last week of November, the county animal shelter managed by the sheriff's office announced it was in need of funds for the medical care of the animals under its care. The shelter had begun euthanizing dogs due to a lack of space at the facility, and tomorrow you can help out by attending the shelter's 12th annual open house. A silent auction will be held and raffle items will be available as the shelter raises money for its emergency medical fund, which is managed by Friends for Life Animal Rescue. The open house will run from noon until 4. You can also make donations directly to Friends for Life. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills stood before the media at a press conference on Wednesday afternoon to provide some details about the officer-involved shooting on Tuesday evening. Mills said that the suspect, 26-year-old Clayton Lisinski, put himself, the public, and officers at serious risk when he fled from a CHP traffic stop near Roy's Auto Center on Broadway. Lisinski, who police say was carrying a loaded .45 caliber handgun, fled the scene on foot. Mills said the location of the shooting and the time of day made it a very dangerous situation.
The time of day is certainly concerning from a lot of reasons. It's rush hour traffic. A lot of people are out and about that time of day. It's a commercial area. We have a couple businesses right there. And here we have a person who thought that he was wanted in another state. And that may be the reason that he was armed, but certainly is the reason that he was fleeing and felt that he was getting cornered.
At this point, it does not appear that Lisinski fired any shots at the officers, but he was shot in the shoulder area and taken to the hospital. Mill said the incident is concerning in many ways.
But that certainly is very concerning to us. And there seems to be a trend right now, that and these trends change, that people are willing to take on the police. And that's not acceptable in our civil society. And even if you feel like you need to get away.
The county critical incident response team will investigate the incident and the officer's actions and turn the results over to the district attorney. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.